God loves to deal in the small. I know that sounds like a contradiction in a study about miracles where we step back in awe of the big and bold actions of God, but it's true. The big things that God does often begin with something small. When our family moved to Kentucky, Jim and I decided to bring 4-year-old Drew along on the house hunting trip with us to help him through the transition of moving to a new place. As 4-year-olds sometimes do, Drew decided that he was along on the trip not for his benefit, but for ours, and that his opinion was needed in the process of searching for a new house. In his little mind, he had developed his own list of must-haves: a fireplace, a basement, since he had never even seen one while living in Texas, and a garden. In the small town to which we were moving, our realtor only found 4 houses to show us that were in our price range. In each, Drew would announce, "No fireplace," or name some other way in which the house didn't fit his qualifications, and that would be that. To be honest, none of the 4 seemed to Jim and me to be the home that would best suit our family's needs. Discouraged and tired, we called it quits for the day. Just as we were about to give up, a family friend who lived in town happened to mention that she knew someone who was planning to sell their home, but had not yet put it on the market. A phone call was made, and before we knew it, we were standing on the doorstep of a home that certainly looked made just for us. As we walked from room to room, my heart soared as I dreamed of how this would be the perfect place for our family. I was so lost in thought that I barely heard Drew ticking off the things on his little list as he saw them. Fireplace! Basement! And then, as we finished the tour of the inside and were shown the perfect backyard for Drew and his sister to play in, the homeowner happened to mention that she recently had started a small garden off to the side. I thought my son would combust with joy. We had found our home. As tiny as these details seem, it was the small things that God used to guide us to the house we now call home, and even to meet the requests of a little boy looking for his heart's desires. Throughout Scripture, we find small things popping up again and again that signal God's attention to detail. Little David conquers Goliath with just a small stone, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 48 through 50. A minuscule cloud signifies the beginning of a great storm the prophet Elijah predicted, 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 41 through 46. Elijah hears God in the sound of sheer silence, not the earthquake, fire, or wind, 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 through 13. Jesus points to a tiny mustard seed as the representation of true faith, since it starts out small but grows large, Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 through 32. James indicates that the tongue is powerful and mighty, reminding us that a small spark can ignite a forest fire, James chapter 3, verse 5. A scarcity of ingredients reminds us that it's God's power, not human ingenuity or provision, to which we should give our attention and praise. The harder the odds and the smaller the resources, the more amazed we are when God comes through and makes something amazing out of almost nothing. No miracle.